Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Business Line podcast, where we are reviewing the performance of the National Democratic Alliance government in the last 10 years, essentially from 2014 to 2024. Today, we look at the roads and highways sector, which is the key barometer for analyzing an economy, more so for India, as it strives to become the world's third largest economy, aided by transforming into a manufacturing hub. Now it is understood that manufacturing is the backbone of a robust economy, and India in the last 10 years has endeavored to create a robust supply chain for which roads are critical. The government in the last 10 years worked first to reform the sector and then introduced metrics to calculate and fast track various aspects of road construction, which translates into better performance. Business Line today with Vishal Gupta, who is the executive director of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu, will analyze in depth how the country has performed on its promises in the sector and what needs to be done. Listen in to this conversation with Vishal. Now, Vishal, I'll straight away put the first question to you. How has the, you know, Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, you know, performed in the last 10 years? And how do you see their performance?
Thank you, Rishi. If we look at the last one decade or 10 years, India has witnessed a significant focus in infrastructure landscape, particularly the national highways. There is an addition of 50,000 kilometers of national highway during this last 10 years. As we all know that highway or roads and highway play a critical role in transportation and cater to around 85% of passenger traffic as well as 70% of goods movement annually. Yeah. Since 2014, in the last 10 years, there has been a constant focus and increase in budget allocation for the sector. If we look at the pace of construction in last 10 years, it has increased from 12.1 kilometer per day to 28.6 kilometers per day by 2021-22. Four lane national highway, which has been the focus, has also increased 2.5 times from 18,000 odd kilometers to 46,000 kilometers. So this all, if we look at the reinvention of or introduction of Bharat Mala program, which was approved in 2017. So shift is to look at National Highway as a corridor-based development program to ensure seamless connectivity. And in the overall development phase, monetization of National Highway has also played an important role. So for example, in the last recent years, 26,000 odd crores have been added or received by monetizing the national highways. There have been various developments in various models of national highway development, including, say, toll operate transfer model, InvIT model, the new SPV model, which have been explored by the government and which have been swiftly adopted based on the market needs and market maturity over the last 10 years. And that has led to overall development of this sector in the last 10 years. NHAI has completed 6 rounds of asset monetization through TOT mode, which has generated around 26,000 kilometers. Mm-hmm. Overall, the outlook is positive. And we have also seen some of the long pending or overdue projects like Delhi Meerut Expressway. And incidentally, that has also yielded a good amount of money for as TOT bundle very recently.
Yeah. So one thing, you know, in the last 2-3 years, we've heard the government speak a lot about access controlled high speed corridors like the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Mm-hmm. How do you think, you know, these are required for India? If India needs to become a manufacturing powerhouse, we need such high speed access control corridors so that logistics costs can come down and have a more robust supply chain. How do you think we are performing here?
So this has been the paradigm shift in the last 10 years. If we look at the recent Bharatmala Pariyojana, which was launched in 2017,
yeah,
the corridor-based approach and looking at the road or highway as a contributor to the economic development, not only the transit route, was the game changer. And if we look at the corridor development based highway development, this has actually facilitated faster evacuation of goods from the production center to the consumption center. It has actually reduced logistic costs and opened up new market opportunities in the country. The overall development has been positive. The new models which have been, as I recently mentioned, the new models which have been developed and evolved during the last 10 years, like hybrid annuity model, toll operate transfer model, these have created the positive outlook and industry within the country. This has created additional budget in terms of cost sharing. Hybrid annuity model shares the cost with private investments, right? So that has actually led to faster development and growth in the highway construction development. And that has changed the entire economic development pace in the country in the last 10 years. And very recently, VM Gati Shakti is a recent addition. This will also kind of, and potentially going to act as a game changer, because this is focusing on creating multimodal connectivity and seamless integration amongst different modes of transport. So now we are looking at these developments as integrated development with not only road as a competing facility, but integrated development with other modes like rail, water, and air. Because if we have to reduce our logistics cost and improve our efficiencies in terms of faster turnaround time for export and other industrial cargo goods movement, then we need to actually shift our approach further through PM Gati Shakti planning mode and create multimodal connectivity in the country.
Okay. So, you know, coming to the second question, you've covered some part of it. What would be the game changer? Would it be these access control highways, or what has been the game changer in the last 10 years? Would you say monetization, or would you say how toll TOT models have been leveraged? What according to you has been the game changer for them?
So in the last 10 years, I have actually most part is covered in the recent answer. If we look at the paradigm shift from a transit route to a economic contributor and a facility that can leverage its speed for faster movement of not only passengers, but also cargo and goods, which has the export potential, which actually has generated not only the industrial outlook and industrial development in the country, but also economic development in terms of, say, job creation, faster development of manufacturing industry, and so on. So that has that paradigm shift or shift of the thinking process has itself changed the entire development. And government's response in terms of innovating models from time to time. For example, earlier we used to have BOT toll model, but when we saw the aggressive bidding, the challenges with respect to traffic forecasting and so on, government swiftly came back with the new model, which is hybrid annuity model, which has lesser risk. And then monetization models like toll operate transfer and so on. So that swift response from the government has been kind of acting as a positive response and reaction, and has changed the game in the country.
So one last supplementary question on this. You did speak about when that now that the conceptualization of highways is on an integrated basis. For instance, we'll have a dedicated freight corridor running alongside a major expressway. Some portion DFC will almost run parallelly to the Delhi-Mumbai expressway post Rajasthan. So, you know, do you think we need more minute planning for, you know, going about this integrated approach? What more needs to be done here? Because that will be the game changer for us.
Yes. And if I look at the overall thought process or the direction, PM Gati Shakti is actually the same approach,
Yes.
wherein government is looking at creating multimodal connectivity and seamless integration. At the same time, there are some areas which we need to further look at. For example, GPS-based tolling. Right now, we are NHAI has implemented fast-track-based toll payment, which has changed the cash-based toll payment to online payment system. But if we go further, the next step would be pay as you go. For example, if you travel, say, 10 kilometers, then you pay for 10 kilometers only. You don't pay for say, toll of 60 kilometers, which is the next toll gate. So that is the next area of development. And using this technology, which is, say, GPS-based tolling or IT systems available at the transit routes for other integration with, say, for example, taxation, GST. So once we do that, then the economy will further grow. And that is the next area of focus which government has started to look at. Yeah. Apart from this, road safety is another area wherein government has started looking at, but at the same time, road safety is an aspect wherein government need to focus and implement stringent measures. For example, speed management, driving discipline, preventing of vehicle overloading, which cause a lot of accidents. This is the area where the next phase of or next 5 years focus of government should go on.
So, in the last 10 years, we've seen the government has actually done a lot. Whether we look at capital expenditure, which has really gone up, the way you've described the integrated approach, which really makes sense now if you're looking at, becoming one of the third largest economies in some time. So, what is the unfinished agenda? How do you, someone who has seen this sector from inside for so long, what do you think we need to, go in that from a developing to a, from an emerging to a developed economy?
Yeah. So if we look at the overall agendas, the outlook or the plans are in right direction, right from Gati Shakti to GPS-based tolling, which is now considered or in the design phase at the government level. Green highway or sustainability is one area, because when we talk about construction of highway, there is a lot of carbon gas emission. There are a lot of areas of improvement from environmental impact perspective, which can be looked at. This is one area wherein government is coming up with changes in IRC codes. There are adoption of international materials, international kind of codes, wherein if we have innovative material which lead to less carbon emission and so on, then government is allowing contractors to adopt that. But the wider adoption is something which we need to focus on for the next 5 to 10 years, so that the sustainability part is also kind of taken care and maintained going forward in highway development.
So one thing with infrastructure development, the capital costs are huge. The
Right.
government has a commitment to, make part of those costs.
Right.
But here we would now need more participation from the private sector. And the government has had several instances spoken about it, and they are trying to, encourage the private sector to come. What sort of
Right.
approach should the government have? Because we'll need huge capital expenditures till 2030 if you're going to have that the breach the goals of Amrit Kaal by 2047. What sort of approach should be there? Because that is also an agenda which is unfinished. We have not seen much happening over there. Whether we look at approvals of Bharatmala Phase One or now, which has been changed to a new scheme, a new policy will come for that. So, in terms of funding, what do you think needs to be done?
So if we look at the overall funding mechanism for the roads and highway sector, it predominantly started with petrol and diesel cess, right? And road funds were created in the past, which were enhanced to infrastructure funds later on. Now, going forward, the basic need of infrastructure development or roads and highway construction is being met largely by government budgets. And increase in budget has been seen over the last 10 years, which is likely and need of the hour to continue in future. At the same time, the new models of asset monetization, which are more or less successful in national highway category, need to be further explored. For example, we are looking at Delhi-Mumbai Expressway and expressways which are highly capital intensive and need a lot of money. But at the same time, the integrated approach of, say, logistics facilities across the region, some township developments across the corridor will help in monetizing government. So in monetization of assets, not only the financing part of it, but of late government has started looking at these corridors as the value capture based assets. So value capture financing out of these corridors, which we have in the past seen one example of Delhi Agra Expressway. Unfortunately, the real estate part was not very successful. But if we look at the model per se, integrated township developments across the corridor, logistics facilities in the corridor, integrated development and multimodal connection, these are the areas if government and once the focus is increased, then we feel that overall funding part will also enhance. And the government need to swiftly kind of capture and monetize these values in the coming years.
Very apt explanation, because as the government is conceptualizing the Jewar International Airport, we'll have a logistics hub next to it. Then besides next to it, we have electronics companies, IT services companies. So the thrust should be on developing this whole ecosystem, because that will also help in monetization of these assets. Is that also what you were referring to?
Yes, precisely. Because if we look at road corridors, now we have clearly understood that these are economic, the backbone for economic development. And these corridors, the more we utilize and use for monetization and development, the better it is. Because for any industry to come or grow, or any residential per se to it come and grow, they need basic highways or maybe the road, electricity and water. So first part is road. If we have a highway development across those nodes, then the industrial development as well as the economic development will go hand in hand. And that approach is kind of likely to explore more.
Thank you, Vishal, for, you know, that's such a great explanation of, you know, in depth of how the perspective should be there, how we should look at it. Thank you so much, you know, for sparing time speaking with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. And